Well, everybody, welcome back to the Trick Podcast of Joy and Gozo TV on this lovely Thursday, December 5th, 2019. Welcome back to my channel. Welcome back to this episode. I'm going to talk to you today about what is the future of this podcast in 2020. What is the future of the Trick Podcast of Joy and Gozo TV and the Gozo Network here online? Well, I've been pondering that for a while, and I think that it's time to try something new. This podcast, as much as I love it and being here, and by the way, I will continue to do this till, I don't know, the rest of my life probably. But I think it's time to bring in some guests. I love hearing myself talk, but I feel like my hesitancy in bringing guests has been hurting me, the podcast. It's not the trend. The trend is to have guests. Obviously, me on my own is not enough, which I honestly, and maybe my ego here is coming out, I thought it would be. But I used to have guests, and I felt like I really wasn't very, I wasn't a very good interviewer because I care more about myself. Sad to say, than others. And to be a great host or conversationalist, you really need to be interested in the other person. Have I changed in that? I don't think so, but I do believe that I need to change with the times. You got to teach an old dog new tricks, and I've been resistant, but I feel like I need to do that. And in truth be told, I've enjoyed it the times that I've done it. I can be very kind, and it sounds like I'm usually not, but I'm just trying to be honest here. I can be very kind and engaging. I don't always perhaps interview people that I really enjoy, which is something that I'm going to change. And so another change in my podcast will be that I will interview guests that I'm truly interested in, that are doing things that are better than me, that are interesting to you, that are things that are engaging to me, musicians and thought leaders and pastors and coaches and people who are doing great things in the world and making a difference. So I already have a list of about 10 guests. This is going to be a solo effort, so I don't have a producer or an admin who's going to be booking guests. So it'll be probably a slow process. And so it's not going to be a weekly podcast, which would be my dream. But I hope it can be a weekly podcast, maybe recorded on Fridays or Thursdays. And then the second change, or the next change, is that it's going to be on YouTube, because that also is another trend, is most successful podcasts, just think of Joe Rogan's podcast or thousands of others, are also on YouTube. And so you can see the video portion of it as well as the audio. And so I want to do that. I've been doing that, but the numbers haven't been very successful. And so again, I'm trying to change with the times and adapt and to try to find new ways to engage the audience and to gain a following, as to gain sponsors, as to get the word out about my message, about the message of joy and gozo that we have here. And by trying different ways, collaborating with other fellow leaders and musicians and artists, look for people that I can maybe bring up, even though my platform is fairly small, very small. Perhaps there are always people that are smaller, and so hopefully my small platform can help them succeed, and then vice versa, look for people whose platforms are bigger than mine and then be able to collaborate and hopefully get this message out to their audience. So the goal is to look for clients that would be a part of my coaching program. You can check that out at davidtrigg.com/free coaching. davidtrigg.com/free coaching. Because one thing I do believe is that God has gifted me to coach people. And I also want to build my clientele and be able to bring in more income so I can accomplish the things I want to accomplish and help more people. I want to be able to go globally with this message of hope and joy and gozo, and to help people find their way once again, especially people in their 20s and 30s, which is when I was lost. And yet, by the grace of God, Jesus found me, and I was able to get my life back together again. And so I hope to bring a lot of young people, people that I'm counseling, people that I am working with, people that I'm coaching, people that have expertises in mental health and nutrition and media and the arts, all the things that I love, tech. I am looking forward to having our two daughters on here soon. They are amazing millennials or centennials. They love all the current stuff, climate change, and they're very political, and they are activists, and yet they are very down-to-earth people that love Jesus and love their family, and so I can't wait. Plus, they're gorgeous and are doing amazing stuff online, so I can't wait to have you hear their story, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so I'm looking forward to some of these changes. If you would like to be a guest, the only requirement is that you have an honest heart, that you're willing to be open and honest, and then that you are somewhat entertaining, at least more entertaining than I am, so that we can make this show really succeed and join the trend. You know, we have to change with the times, us old okay boomers. I'm not a boomer, I'm a Gen Xer, but I can relate to the boomer, I guess, curse that we don't like change. I feel like I need to change a lot of things about me, my body, my way of thinking, this podcast, my online presence, my church, how I lead. And I'm 50, I'll be 51 in 4 or 5 months, and I have to change. Otherwise, we will be irrelevant and become irrelevant. And not that love is irrelevant. I believe in what God's given me in love and coaching and mentoring and music and technology. I feel like I am a part of this new era, but I definitely am behind the times when it comes to what is being done today. And I'm not going to join TikTok. I'm not going to be a Snapchatter. I tried it, but it's just too many things. But I think podcasting and YouTube and Facebook and all these videos that I produce, but with guests and perhaps more entertainment and et cetera, as well as the Trending with the Triggs TV show that is coming up December 25th. All of these things, I believe, are the way forward, becoming a brand, becoming a mini star in our own little ways for Jesus, for the kingdom, for the right purpose and the right reasons is the only way to be relevant and to be and to have your message be heard, whatever your message is, to love people, to help the poor, to love children, whatever it may be. So I'm looking forward to this. I'm excited. If you would like to share this episode, please go ahead, leave me a review in iTunes. Tell me how excited you are about these coming changes. Let me know if you'd like to be a guest on the show. And I look forward to talking to you more in 2020 and seeing these changes through. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure that you like, comment, subscribe. Make sure you leave me a comment at the bottom of this episode, and I will see you next time.
Thank you for listening to The David Trigg Show. Find the complete archive at davidtrigg.com or subscribe for free through the podcast app on iTunes or Stitcher on Android.
Each week, we bring you a message of joy, success, and personal power in spite of fear, anxiety, and depression. Because as we like to say, though there's pain in the night, gozo comes in the morning.